Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Our good friend John Deeney is with us. John, give us your website again. What? Awake at 2 o'clock at 2 a.m.? Is that what it is?
Awake at 2 o'clock with the number 2.
Awake at 2 o'clock, number2.com. So check it out. They can find your books there too, can't they?
Yes, they can find the books. They can find my personal site, my speaking site.
Your tab board site and all that kind of stuff.
Correct.
Okay, so we're talking about why people grow their businesses. I wrote an article several years ago where I talked about where I identified some questions that you should ask yourself if you're growing your business. You know, is it what you want? Do you have the capital for it? Is your organization ready? Are the market circumstances such that you can grow? Five or six questions that I said people should ask themselves if they want to grow their businesses. And so I'm glad you're asking people to sort of bring that up, you know, in front of themselves as you operate your business. One of my brain trust members used to say, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
I agree. Businesses are organic. Stasis is not good for a business. Trying to hold on to what you have and not do anything else is terrible.
It's like a golfer protecting a lead. They usually lose, don't they?
Right. Right, prevent defenses. How many times have we seen those go bad?
Right.
I think if you talk to most entrepreneurs, Jim, the answer is really simple. I grow my business because I can, because it's what I enjoy, because I enjoy seeing the result. We especially enjoy watching people grow, giving people opportunities. You know, one of the things I talked about in the piece I just did about growing the business, you know, is Dickens' Christmas Carol. You know, my favorite version, and I think it's the George C. Scott version, is at the end, instead of just showering gifts and saying, I'm going to give money to you, and I'm going to give money to Tiny Tim, and I'm going to give money to your family, and I'm going to give money to the poor, he says, I'm going to start working on making you a partner. That's the best ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's teaching people to grow.
All my employees are anywhere from a full generation to two generations younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, they're not going to finish their careers out with me. I mean, I'm going to work a long time, but I might not be an employer that long. I tell them that. I said, look, you're not going to be with me forever. But here's some things that I'd like to teach you. Here's some things I'd like to give you. If you'll listen to me, if you'll allow me to share some of my perspectives with you, this is what I'm about to tell you, or what I'm going to help you understand or learn or send you to school to learn or whatever, is something you can use the rest of your life, even long after you've left me. And that's what small business owners do, John.
Absolutely. I'm very proud that when I have an assistant leave, and it's always been for greener pastures.
Yep.
And good for them.
Mm-hmm.
When I hire a new assistant, and, you know, I kind of wait and make sure, you know, that he or she is a keeper, you know. But then when they start asking about their future and where I'm going, I sit down and I list my previous assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone on to this, and she holds this position in this company now, and she has gone on to be an executive here. And I go down and I said, every single person that's worked for me has left for a better position to follow their dreams. One wanted to be an HR specialist. She now does HR for a 300-person company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and another wanted to get into healthcare. And as I move more into general consulting, she is now a manager for a major research center.
And, John, I look back on small business owners I worked for when I was in college, and they did the same thing for me. And you know what? I've never forgotten them. I still think of them fondly often when I think about the chances that they gave me, the opportunities they gave me that they didn't have to do.
Right.
Above and beyond a paycheck.
So many people think of us as Scrooge. We're far more fezziwigs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, John, so awakeat2o'clock.com, the number
correct.
Two. And the book you want to check out, folks, is 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. The tab board's information is there, too, the alternative board information that John's involved in. Hey, John, thanks again for being here, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, Jim. Thanks a lot.
We'll see you next time. John Deaney, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, asking you to remember to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.